Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind your business, only on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by Xero. Xero, it's beautiful business.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, in this competitive climate, SMEs are always hit the hardest and now find it necessary to adopt technology in order to survive. Digitalization has become a must, but cost has always been a challenge. Servian, one of Australia's leading IT consultancies, understands there's a gap SMEs face in the region. Peter Gatt is partner and lead in Southeast Asia for Servian, and he joins us today with more insights. Peter, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Howie, and good afternoon.
So SMEs, they always seem to be running up the hill, if you will. How can they level the playing field when competing with those larger corporations?
Yeah, so over the years, and especially as the cloud technologies and vendor technologies have become way better, I would say, out-of-the-box solutions and turnkey solutions, some of the things that we're seeing in market today is actually can be advantageous to be an SME as opposed to the enterprise competitor. There's an opportunity to be able to operate at pace and adopt that newer technology more so than the enterprise. That being said, from an adoption perspective and leveling the playing field, one of the things that obviously Servian brings to market and a lot of other organizations as well is the ability for SMEs to get fast-tracked, robust solutions with IP that's been built around being able to get some of the things that the enterprises have had for a very long time. And I think that's what's now giving them an advantage in market to be able to level the field.
Because it's cheaper now?
Yeah, and also cheaper. So when we say cheaper, I think I'd say you get more for your dollar. It goes further. So where beforehand, you'd only potentially be able to spend a bit of your budget to get a website up and going. For that same price today, with some of those solutions that are out of the box, you get a fully secure, adoptable and, you know, kind of CI/CD pipelined ability to deploy things quite quickly into those environments for the same price. So I think it's actually come a long way.
So no longer needing to blow the budget, so to speak, because in order to utilize enterprise-grade IT before, like you mentioned, certain things need to be in place, usually the deep pockets. And then does some kind of system need to be in place already? Does the SME need to have a backbone or digital spine already, so to speak?
Interestingly, it really depends on the type of business. And I think there's a true consultant in me as I answer that question that it depends. I guess it always depends. But on a type of business that you're operating, in terms of a digital backbone, most of the times these days, it exists. I'm sure your email service will be an online SaaS service, so software as a service, as opposed to something that, you know, is on premises like it used to be. A lot of organizations already have that backbone. I think a key part that's quite important as well is they'll probably already have an identity backbone as well, because they do have email set up and an identity set up. And often SMEs won't realize that is actually one of the core backbones to being able to then leverage other things like taking advantage of data in the ecosystem, enriching the data you already have inside of those systems with collection of that data. Now, I think you're right in terms of asking the question, does the backbone need to be there for those who may have no digital backing? Absolutely. But in terms of how to get that these days, some of the fast track programs we run for clients can get them operating in a cloud with a digital solution in a matter of weeks, to the grade that you could see inside of some of the enterprises. So I totally love the digital movement. I mean, obviously, it's been around for quite a while, but it is definitely accessible to the SME now and does not break the bank. It's almost like my elder brother. He paved the way for me growing up by already breaking all the things. And then my parents were less concerned and they'd learned a lot of the lessons. That's quite the powerful thing that's happened here is a lot of the large organizations have spent the money to forge through these things. And we've learned a lot from them. It means that we can bring it at the right price point to the SME for that digital experience now.
Digitalization was already talked about a lot, even before what's happened. What's happened has accelerated the need. We're all at the stage now where the field is kind of level, would you say?
I'd say it's there for people. I think in terms of
is it a case of now it is no excuses? You have no excuses to digitalize your company.
No question. Not do it. Absolutely. No, I don't think there are any kind of excuses.
Let's say cybersecurity, though, that's really come to the fore in the need to quickly digitalize for some SMEs which hadn't, or it had been on the back burner. They were going to get to it, so to speak, or they had a plan that was going to be rolled out, say, a couple months, a year or two or so, and COVID hit and they had to do it now. They had to have done it at the same time with their cybersecurity stance, yes. A lot of them seem ill-prepared for attacks. So those kinds of solutions, how accessible are they to SMEs?
Yeah, so I think it's very important actually to think about some of the other components in cybersecurity and things around the responsibility matrix that kind of does come with digital and cloud. And when I talk about that, it's just the shared kind of responsibility model that's there. When I talk about these things, like, there's a certain level, if you're using certain cloud technologies, your security is often implicit out of the box and way better than if you weren't in a digital circumstance. And I think sometimes people, they may not have realized this, to be completely fair. But the other thing as well is that now is the time in terms of taking advantage of certain things as well. Should they have been able to have already been prepared is almost what I think of. And I always look at it as this way, is if you need something to be secure and you don't want anyone to have access to it, you either don't put it out there or you secure up front. And there is a lot of available technology to secure up front today. So I think it's possibly about the approach of the things they wanted to secure. For instance, one key thing that I look at with SMEs today is they're not taking advantage of things like multi-factor authentication systems that are available. Soft tokens like Microsoft's Authenticator or Google Authenticator, they're actually quite easy to integrate these days. And there's a lot more solution IP out there to enable you to be secure. And that's often the entry point. One thing is very important for the SME to understand, and we'll talk about it. I can say it's all easy and absolutely you can and you should do it. There's definitely this consideration, though, that because it is secured at the edge, the cloud does a lot of this for you. There are these features that do it. What it does mean is that the SME and organizations in general can feel that they're well and truly protected and not think about their internal security. So they put up external security. The trouble I think we're seeing is even one entry point into that external security and the whole internal systems can be compromised. And I think that's something that people weren't prepared for and just weren't understanding of.
Is it our fault again, Peter, with our same password across all accounts and not changing them and easy passwords?
I worry if I should use an example with my wife, but I will, is that...
I'm telling Mrs. Gatt, you know this, right?
she said, oh, apparently it popped up on my browser that my password may have been compromised and used elsewhere. Roll your passwords. She went, roll my passwords. I have to make up new passwords and log into all these different systems. And then I realized that she didn't actually have a password service. Mm. And again, something, so I guess taken for granted, something that is either free or minimal on cost, like LastPass or any of those sorts of capabilities, right at that kind of edge is important. And I think as well, you're correct in this, is that, is it the end user's fault often?
Sadly, it is, yes,
because
right?
Sadly, that weak security, not considered about the person. If there is going to be a security attack, most often than not, what's actually occurred is either A, within, or B, is the fact that someone didn't realize that their simple credentials were so powerful.
We're speaking with Peter Gatt, who's partner and lead in Southeast Asia at Servian. So adopting the right tech, getting the right expertise, that's obviously advice that's universal. Other areas maybe SMEs can look at in order to stay competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think obviously getting the right expertise, like you said, is very important. To remain competitive as well is not just to have the expertise around the systems you've got. I think it's become a global consideration around the way that organizations now hire, and a shortage we have in the IT community, in the digital technology community. It's definitely a shortage. And inside of that, what we look at is often organizations will say, yep, we can't find people to do this, or they'll stick with older technology. Interestingly enough, what we're seeing is that any new people coming into this environment and new technologies are learning new technologies. So you're actually better off as an organization and as an SME to take advantage of new technology, not to sit on the technology you're on, because you won't actually be able to hire. So this is a thing that we've actually found over the last 6 to 12 months, is that the companies that have moved to the newer technology have had the ability to bring people in. I guess outside of the people side, and in terms of like some of the advantages, we do have the fast track programs. A lot of organizations do, but we do have a lot of IP in spinning these things up quickly, but also robustly. So helping clients go from idea to production as fast and safely as possible is definitely one of our mantras. One thing I will suggest, try not to reinvent the wheel. And for an SME, it's very important to understand your business and what you do, and don't try to become a cloud company. One of the things that we see organizations fail, I've got to learn how to run a VM or a machine, and then I need to learn how to patch it. And it's like, no, you do not need to do that. You need to focus on your business and find groups, people, or IP out there that you can apply. That means that you can save your money and not have to become that company as well, is definitely the trend that we're seeing work in the SME space across Asia Pacific.
Is that the most challenging aspect? Getting people up to scratch, educating them, getting them to change the bloody password from admin 1234?
I think so. There's a few things in terms of that education part. There are kind of two parts to it. One is a common language. And even between the cloud providers, we use products built by a company called HashiCorp called Terraform. It's one of the products and capabilities that actually helped us launch quite significantly in Southeast Asia, working with them. And it provides a common language between the clouds. So even again, language and a common narrative is extremely important. The additional part though, in terms of that education, I would say is making sure that people getting those kind of those one-on-one courses and being critically important. After those one-on-one courses, I believe the important part is to explain to people the differences that occur and the challenges that occur with these technologies for things like not changing your password. So some people will ask you, who cares? No one's ever going to know. I've shown people very simply running very easy brute force scripts, yeah? And it's no unethical hacking, just very simple things that demonstrate to them what that means. And they said, so what, you have my password? And then you jump in their email. And the very first thing they say is, whoa, don't look at my email. And this is why this is important, because that's your email and that's your individual thing. But from here, I can get into your whole organization and tamper with everything there. And then all of a sudden, the kind of pennies drop. And I think it's just important to kind of have some, and we talk about this a lot, have some empathy for people who haven't been born in that digital or run businesses that require a digital practice, and take the time to explain it to them. It doesn't take long. And it really helps them to be able to adopt the newer technologies that you put in front of them.
I'm reckoning I'm going off to change my admin 1234 password now. Peter Gatt, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Howie. Thanks so much for the time.
Peter is partner and lead in Southeast Asia for Servian. This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 was brought to you by Xero. Try Xero free for 30 days at xero.com.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.